God takes the ordinary and makes it extraordinary. Diamonds are stunning. The base element of a diamond is carbon. Carbon is also the base element of coal. You know, we use charcoal for barbecuing. But if you take an ordinary piece of coal and put it under immense pressure and heat, a diamond is formed. So something ordinary changes into something extraordinary. Now, God wants to do the same with each one of us, to make us extraordinary, because there is nothing impossible for God. Let's look at Mary from a small town in Nazareth, where Nathanael, one of the apostles, once said, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Here, a simple, ordinary girl who was betrothed to Joseph was selected by God to give birth to Jesus. But this happened only because this ordinary girl said yes to God and became extraordinary from then on. St. Peter's tomb is located beneath the Basilica of St. Peter's in Rome. Here again, an ordinary fisherman was asked by Jesus to be an apostle. Peter, who often said the wrong thing, argued about who would be the greatest in heaven, obviously thinking that he was a prime candidate, who tried to convince Jesus not to give up his life. And worst of all, he denied Jesus three times. Yet God takes this ordinary man and makes him extraordinary and our first pope. Now, what about St. John the Baptist? From within Elizabeth, he was touched by the Holy Spirit when Mary greeted Elizabeth. He was destined to prepare the way of the Lord. Anytime this man who wore camel hair, ate locusts, lived in a desert, could have said, "This is enough." He could have said, "It's time for me to get some good clothes, something good to eat, live in a decent place, and maybe even charge those who come to me for repentance." But he didn't do that. That's why he's extraordinary, because he kept following God's will. And remember in the gospel how different people came to him and asked him, "What should we do?" He simply said, "Share with others. Do your work well." All this seems ordinary, but God takes the ordinary and makes it extraordinary. This is true because all our actions take a new meaning when done out of love. So remember, all our actions take new meaning when it's done out of love. God looks on us with endless joy when we perform these ordinary things, these ordinary actions, and he makes them extraordinary. This is how we, by doing these things, can be blessed by God, and the things that we do normally look extraordinary. And one last thing. In the ancient Mediterranean world, there was nothing more common or ordinary than bread and wine. And still, Jesus chose bread and wine to become his body and blood. In a few moments, Father Dodd is going to take these ordinary elements through a few ordinary words spoken by an ordinary man who has received an extraordinary gift, and these ordinary elements are going to become the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Isn't this extraordinary? Christmas is around the corner. We have time of Advent to prepare for the most extraordinary event in the history, the birth of Jesus Christ, truly God and truly one of us. Let us all prepare ourselves by doing all our ordinary things with love, so we too can become extraordinary for Christmas. And we're talking about ordinary things, like you see a family that's poor, you bring them food. Or maybe they might not be able to get Christmas presents for the kids, give them that. Asking forgiveness to somebody that you offended, or looking to forgive somebody that has offended you. And husbands and wives to forgive each other and take care of their children, and children to respect and obey their parents. These are just ordinary things, but God looks at them when we perform these things out of love, and He makes them extraordinary. So think about this Christmas and beyond, and try to do what is right, what is ordinary, but do it with love. And God, in turn, will look them at what you do and make them extraordinary. Let us pray. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you will inspire us to do your will with love, so that our ordinary things will become extraordinary in your eyes. Amen.